This is Referee's World with Darren Cullum and Richard Mellon.
Hello again, it's the Referee's World podcast. My name is Darren Cullum. No Mellon at the moment. He's in sunnier climates getting a tan. Right now, you'll notice something slightly different. Just down on the running track doing some practice sessions with some colleagues of mine for the upcoming fitness test. So obviously, I've just done it, so I'm just a bit out of breath. So first of all, I'm with...
Rob McDonald, level 5, Somerset FA referee.
Second time on the podcast as well, mate.
Yeah, I know.
You're still recovering from the first.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, not quite recovered from the last one, but we'll give it a go again.
Cheers, Rob.
And very tired, Steve Reed, level 4 referee.
Lovely to see you, Steve.
Thank you, Darren.
Are you
nice
well?
To meet you. Yeah, I'm not too bad, thank you, mate. Not too bad. A little bit tired, obviously. Just had a little go at some sprints and some fitness test work down there at Castle. Yeah, it's hard work, mate. I wouldn't say it was easy, but like, yeah, it was. It's part of the drill, part of the grind.
But, and last but not least,
Matt Eva, a level 3 referee and specialist assistant referee,
and RDO for Somerset FA.
That's correct. Yeah.
We'll come on and talk about that role in just a second. So, Matt, in your position, we're doing a couple of warm up tests, if you like, ready for the fitness test, which is a time of year when a lot of referees really sort of start to focus and think, "Hang on, this is getting serious now."
Yeah, absolutely, and it's. You know, it's natural, I think, to get towards a test and to up the work rate. It's something that we try and do throughout the year, try and get people to do fitness test training and fitness in general, because, you know, it helps them in matches. So rather than just seeing it as something that you do once a year to try and make it an ongoing thing. But yeah, absolutely, we try and up it this time of year too.
Just for those that may be listening for the first time, just tell us what the distances are for the referees and their fitness tests at the certain levels.
Okay, so we have level 7 to 6. They complete 2,000 meters. It's a 12-minute continuous run with a minimum distance of 2,000 meters. The level 6 to 5s do an extra lap, so 2,400 meters, and then the 5 to 4 candidates do 2,600. And then for every level, there's two sprints, so that's 50 meters. 7.5 seconds, so you do one and then repeat the second.
And today you were doing your level 3 test.
Yes.
Tell us about it, because that's changed, hasn't it?
It has, it's changed this year. So they've adopted the Football League test, which is the FIFA intervals test. So yeah, it's different. It's not that continuous run. It's sort of shuttle runs, if you like. So it's 75 metres, 15 seconds. Then you have to wait 22 seconds. They call that a walk period. And then you repeat that. So it's 40 reps of that test. So it's slightly different. I think it's more representative of what we do as referees out in the field.
I was going to say, there was a lot of discussion sort of towards the end of the season amongst referees about this fitness test. And, there's a few people that probably will drop out of it because they feel that they'll not be ready for that sort of standard.
Yeah.
Yet there'll be a few others that will think, actually, I'll relish this kind of test. And like you say, it's more in line of what we do as referees.
It is. And, the Cooper test has been around for a long time. And I think they used it as a sort of a standard way of measuring fitness as, a whether you want to say it's an arbitrary kind of a distance, but I think, as I say, the Football League test and the level 3 test it's changed to this year is much more representative. It's that stop start, it's that sudden movement, it's that slightly quicker pace, but it will catch a few referees out. But I suppose the flip argument to that is that everybody knows it's coming. It hasn't changed for many years, the Cooper test, so you know.
And you've just done it. How'd you get on?
Yeah, we did okay today, so we got 3 weeks to go until the actual test for me personally, so it's a case of building up over the last 2 or 3 weeks. So happy with today's work. A little bit of work still to go. Over the next 3 weeks, we'll watch the diet and get some decent rest and all
those conditions today, I think, are perfect. It's cloudy, there's a nice cool breeze, we've had some hot weather, we had a little bit of rain last night. So it actually sets the scene, doesn't it, when you've got a day like this?
It does. It makes a bit of a change to be doing it, because obviously you get to this time of year and you think, it's not great that we're still worrying about the rain and the wet. But it does help. The conditions are nice and cool. The track is slightly slippy, so... Nothing to. I know you boys have done your sprints today. I shall stay well clear of those today, just to build up slowly. But yeah, the conditions are good, and we've got the first of the fitness test for the Somerset candidates next weekend. So hopefully, these boys will be hoping for the similar sort of conditions.
So just going back to your role as RDO over the last 12, 18 months, I know you've actually been off work because of a sore throat situation
had
as well.
Yeah, strange.
Seems to have got yourself back together.
Yeah,
which is
you
good.
Might hear the odd wobble. Yeah. I might go a bit squeaky at times, but.
So how have things been for you as an RDO through lockdown, and how has it changed refereeing, do you think?
I'm not going to compare it to anything, you know, obviously being out working in the pandemic and various people have been out, you know, continuing with their jobs. So yeah, we were on furlough for quite a long time, which again, can't complain about it. We were very lucky to be in that position to be at home and to stay safe. But it was frustrating. It's frustrating to know that things still build up, that, you know, football, it did stop and then it started again and it stopped again. So trying to keep up with things that have happened. And really now, I think the role is just trying to re-engage with people, just to try and see how people's circumstances have changed. Because as we approach a new season, the referee's course itself has changed. We talk about that another time maybe. But people's circumstances will have changed. So whether that's their personal situation, their family situation, their jobs. So it might mean changes to their... you know, their priorities. It might change. It might mean that they are less focused on refereeing. Some people might have more time and become more focused on refereeing. Some people will have reassessed what's important. So I know that sounds kind of dramatic, but I think it really will. Maybe people that took football too seriously before might back off a little. People that, as I say, have never really thought about progressing may now think, well, do you know what? This is a great time to do it. You know, I've had a chance to think, and actually, why not? Why not give it a go? So the next few weeks is going to be about seeing where people are at, seeing how people feel about registering for the new season and supporting them, whatever decision they make.
And what advice would you give to anybody that is thinking about coming in a referee, whether they're a youngster, 16, 17, or somebody who's perhaps coming to the end of their footballing career, in inverted commas, any sort of words of wisdom?
Well, we get people from all different walks of life that come on the referees course. So a large proportion are the 14 to 16-year-olds that are looking to become referees, to get active, to make some money, you know, all those sorts of things. But so we have referees that were coaches and managers that want to develop their knowledge of the laws of the game, which we are pretty sure we could all agree would be a benefit to everybody. But ex-players and current players that come on towards the end of their playing career are absolutely the sort of people that would benefit refereeing, because it's not to say they would make good referees without doing the extra work and putting in the same sort of work that everybody else does, because, you know, that's not always the case. But they do have knowledge of the game. They do have probably a certain level of fitness. They do have almost an insight into the psyche of a footballer and how they think, which could be a useful tool as a referee. So absolutely, those are the sorts of people that we would love to get involved in the game, because they've probably got a lot to offer.
Okay, great. Right, I'm going to keep the phone recording. Reedy, you're a level four. How long have you been level four, mate?
This will be my third year, but I've actually only completed one season due to the pandemic and the COVID.
And how was that?
So it was very strange, obviously. Being keep badgered with doing some friendlies in the first and second lockdowns, which are, of course, by the very nature are never friendly. Yeah. But we tried to keep doing. I've done a few bits and bobs towards the end of the season, a few lines and stuff like that, just to keep my hand in. It's been difficult for everybody with regards trying to maintain your fitness and obviously the focus without having proper games, because everybody wants you want to be out in the middle, really. Doing this on a Sunday morning is hard work, but the reward obviously is, you know, you move up the train and you can get some decent games, and that's what we do it for.
So you've got fitness tests coming up soon. How are you feeling about it? You've just done your level three test, haven't you?
Yeah. It was okay. That was, but obviously, not the sprints, because obviously, being 5 foot nothing, I'm never going to pass the sprints.
No,
so
surely
it's never going to be a goal of mine to be a three. But
you and Rob are two completely different.
Completely different.
Rob's body legs
shape.
Are taller than you.
So no, it's just good for fitness,
just
work,
so we know
and whatnot, and obviously keeping Matt company as well. Yeah. And it's just general all round fitness. I'm quietly confident, and it's never easy for someone this small, but it's only once a year. Thank God, you know, and like the professional referees that generally do this sort of thing week in, week out. But
Rob, and yourself, how are you gearing up for it all?
Probably not quite where I should be. I've got a little bit more work to do in this next week. Got to push hard, lose a bit more weight again. Unfortunately, since we last spoke, the COVID hit me quite hard, lost a bit of motivation, so I put a bit of weight back on. But I've got to get that back off, get shifting, and start working towards four, providing I've passed this fitness test. Obviously, that'll give me my five. It's just got to push on, make sure I get it. That's the hard work that I've done so far is out down the drain.
So the back end of last season, what we had of a season last year was just a bit random. Were you happy with it all? With what you did and what you, you know, because you had a couple of finals and you had some really good games.
Yeah, the finals, that was my goal. I wanted at least one final at the end of the season. Wanted to work so hard, pushing for it, making sure that I was keeping my profile clean, keeping myself working hard, and getting what obviously club marks and obviously club marks, your observation marks and stuff like that to make it actually worth it for the final at the end, because you know then you've worked your hardest to be able to deserve that final at the end. Had a few offers for Lions on finals, but unfortunately I declined those ones, which I don't normally do, but I had to look after myself, else I'd have been doing too much.
I was going to say, there is a limit to what we can all do, and it's nice to be able to be in the situation to accept every game that's offered to you, but you have to look after your fitness, you have to look after your body, because at some point something's going to go ping.
Yeah, and I'm sort of struggling with that with an Achilles sort of issue at the moment, which I'm hopefully get sorted over the next 2 weeks. And that's what normally towards the end of a season where admittedly, and Rich forgive him, so I know he's not here, but he always tells me don't pick up too many games, and I'm a mug. I can't say no a lot of the time, but I am starting to learn, especially now. This is probably the second time this Achilles issue has come up. I've got to look after the body. I'm not getting any younger. So yeah, got to look after the body if I want to go further.
Back to you, Matt. It's a good point that Rob's made about talking towards upcoming referees again. Don't take too many games. I know there's a tendency. We've all been there. We've all done it, you know. Yeah. A little bit of extra cash, a little bit of extra fitness, but it can backfire on you.
It can, and this is the conflict in my role, really, because obviously part of my job is to get games across the county covered. We want to try and make sure that every game, if possible, gets covered from youth games all the way up to adult games. But conversely, if I'm talking to individual referees, I also am saying to them, you've got to look after yourself. Be selective about what you can do. Don't burn yourself out. Think about what is going to benefit you, especially those people that want to get, you know, to go further. Like Rob, he wants to push on. He needs to start being a bit selective. So if I take my RDO hat off and put my referee sort of coaching hat on, there's a balance to be had, I think. Yeah.
Just very quickly, finally, what I want to do in a minute is, Rob, if you and I can go up to the 50-metre mark, and we can do a sprint and we'll just record it. We'll do it as in real time as well.
Yeah,
it'll be a bit of a laugh, won't it? Just see what sort of time we get. Are you all right to time that one,
Matt? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, brilliant. Excellent. Okay. Right, let's do it then. We'll just keep it going. This will be the moment where something goes ping.
Yeah, after you saying too much. So, don't do too much.
Don't drop the phone.
Yeah, so we've got to do 50 metres in 7.5 or less, basically, haven't we? So
it's the sprints I don't struggle with. It's the long distance that is a bit of a killer.
How do you focus when you're going into a long distance? For somebody that knows that that's the one that's going to not trip you up, but just make you think a bit more about, because I'm exactly the same.
My issue, I've got to time myself. I go off far too quick. I think I get it in my head if I try and smash it out as quick as I can, forgetting that you've still got to complete the 12 minutes. So I've got to get into my head to calm myself down, get myself focused. I'll have some music going for the actual test to get me on a beat, and then fingers crossed we'll be get myself through.
Right, okay, we're at the 50 metre mark. Okay, we're gonna get ourselves ready. Matt's are you ready? Right. All you're gonna hear on that is just a load of wind, I think.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty much on the just under 7.5 seconds.
Oh, brilliant, so excellent. That's good. Ah, right, okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. Okay then.
Now comes the bit that's easy to forget, which is the recovery part. Yeah. So make sure when we get home, we stretch now.
I was going to say, tell us about a typical recovery.
Yeah, so it's the easiest bit to forget. You can think that your warm up or your activity is done. But actually, if you don't warm down properly, if you're not stretching, if you don't cool down properly, you don't get the right stuff in you afterwards, you're going to struggle for the next couple of days. You're going to be aching, you're going to be stiff, you're going to be tight muscles, and it'll affect your next one, because it might be that you can't then train for 3 or 4 days, or you're sore when you do that. So the recovery, the top guys will tell you, you know, we pick up bits and pieces at our level, but the top guys will tell you that recovery is just as important as the... And actually the pre-bit as well, you know, what you put in your body beforehand. Yeah. It sounds obvious, but those sorts of things. And it's those fine margins, the people that really want to get to where they want to be. They're the people that are doing that, putting the right stuff in, doing the right things on the track or in the gym or whatever it might be, and also recovering afterwards.
So good advice there, and a nice cheeky little sprint there, Rob, just to end the end the session.
You're trying to kill me off.
I'm killing myself off, mate.
Where's the nice warm studio that we normally do?
I know, we'll have to do that. Matt, we'll have to have a session again sometime.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Talking more about the course and Fantastic. How things are developed. That'd be really good.
Yeah, great stuff.
All right, well, thanks for Thanks for holding the session today. It's been really good, very useful. And that'll wind up for this particular episode of the podcast. Now it's time for a nice big breakfast from Wetherspoons.
The download is complete.
This is Referee's World with Darren Cullum and Richard Mellon.